Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. As you well know, this is your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention and exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. I'm the host, MJ, of this show we call 5M, standing for MJ's Mindful Motivational Midday Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, And we're going to jump right in today to today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day. This is a special edition, beautiful people. I want to touch bases with you on the topic of and the importance of being in the now. Now, beautiful people, we're not talking about our history, which is in the past. We're not looking in the rearview mirror at the past. We're not staring even into the big window shield, which we're going to pretend in this car of life is the future. We're looking at the now, which is the present, your current reality. And hopefully, I pray and I meditate and I send waves of positivity to you in this time, hoping that your present or your now is exceptional, as exceptional or more exceptional than the reality you hope to have in the future. Here on M, we focus on staying positive. Now, I bring up this topic, the now, being in the present, because there's no time like the present, because of a conversation I had with an amazing friend 2 days ago. Now, this woman, she lives out in, we're gonna call it, beautiful Singapore, sensational Singapore. And we had a conversation about her struggles, as we all do, with postponing her version of the exceptional reality. And many times in life, beautiful people, we create and reach obstacles, whether perceived or actual, real. And most of the time, they're perceived because we create them in our mind. And we do such things as procrastinate or put off things for a later time. Sometimes all of us have this feeling that we don't have much to offer to the world, or we don't have what it takes to be the best version of us that we can be. And we beat up on ourselves and we play this negative, pitiful self-talk tape in our mind that says we are not good enough at this or that. Now, contrary to popular belief, beautiful people, we are just the opposite. We are everything that we need to be now, in the present, in order to be successful in the future. Now, in the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth, it states that Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore do not worry, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles." Beautiful people, tomorrow is not promised to us. And since we have no crystal ball, we have no clue or idea what the future holds, please maximize every waking step and every waking moment of your day and put forth your best effort in the now. Make no excuses, no justifications, and don't allow any reason for not doing all you can do in your current life now to live your best life now, beautiful people. In this life, what is your treasure, beautiful people? What is it that you hold in your heart of hearts, things that you proudly possess and prize and revere as special? Is the prize the exceptional reality you have envisioned to be the end all be all in the foreseeable future? Or is it the spouse you dream of having in the future that's your prize, the new car or home, the career or occupation, the financial overflow or increase of your income? What is it that you are focusing on consistently in the future that you may not be paying attention to your present reality or now? Because sometimes the now is always important in manifesting things to come. Beautiful people, I encourage you and urge you not to put off for tomorrow what you have the time for to do in the present today. Do not place your dreams, your goals, your passions on hold. What is it that you want to share? What is it that you want to teach? What is it that you want to be a part of? What service do you want to provide to the world from your heart of heart? What is your goals? What are you passionate about? This is your host with the most, and I encourage you to focus on and be powerful in the now. Bye-bye.